Hi, I'm Lucy Ash, and on today's edition of Outlook, we're going to Peru. That's a country where black families are portrayed in telly adverts as cannibals, and where only a quarter of Afro-Peruvians actually finish high school. Now the Peruvian government has finally decided to apologise to its black citizens for centuries of racial abuse. We talked to an activist who's been encouraging young women there to take pride in their African roots. We also go to South Africa, which has gone World Cup mad, and that includes the grannies. We meet the ladies of Limpopo who've got a new lease of life on the football pitch. They're very competitive, almost as much as the national team. And we hear from the man who's created Desert Warriors. It's a kind of African version of Big Brother with a green twist, a reality show from the sands of the Sahara, and the whole point of it is to highlight climate change. Newton Jibuna is an extraordinary man, and he's going to tell me about the first trip that he did across the Sahara all on his own back in 1967.